He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is December. What am I thinking? It's December the 20th, boy. We're getting close, just 5 days away from Christmas. And here we are with the market at or near new all-time highs. And who's kept you in this market? Probably the guys on CNBC. They've kept you in this market all year long. Through thick and thin, haven't they? Oh, I don't know, but I have. The Dow is up 55 points today. The Dow is at 16,234 right now. The S&P 500 is up almost 7. The S&P is at 1,816. The NASDAQ is up 19 points right now. The NASDAQ is closing in on 4,100. The NASDAQ currently at 4,077. Gold, wow, 1195. Gold is $1,195. You know, gold's had its big runs over the years, and it's also had its big drops over the years. And all in all, gold has not been a very good asset to invest in over the long haul. It's averaged about, 2 or 3% over the long haul. Crude oil is at $98.97. We actually got gasoline for $2.99. In a little town in Utah yesterday, $2.99. I can't remember the last time I saw gasoline under $3 per gallon. The euro is at 1.37. We've got the 10-year yield continuing to creep upwards. The 10-year yield is at 2.91%. Will we get to 3 by the end of the year? Well, only time will tell. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where today I broadcast from downtown Salt Lake City, Utah, which is covered in snow. And this California guy went for a little walk last night to see the sights. Boy, it's beautiful, the lights and everything. But man, was it cold. Woo! Went right through my winter jacket. I have one of those long New York City types of jackets, but still, that wind, that cold wind just went right through that thing. And you folks in Minneapolis, St. Paul are going, he hasn't seen nothing. He thinks it's cold. It was only 30 degrees in Salt Lake City last night. He had to come here. Well, I'm headed for Rexburg, Idaho today, where it's 16 degrees. So it gets colder and colder as we go north. And my voice gets weaker and weaker as we go north. But it is lovely outside. It truly is a white Christmas and very, very beautiful. Well, we get all kinds of things happening this week in the economy. We finally have direction from the Fed from Bernanke's last meeting. We now know that they're going to continue to be as kind to the stock market as they possibly can. They're going to continue to be loosey-goosey. In fact, the Fed's balance sheet has now quadrupled since 2008. The Fed's balance sheet now stands at $4 trillion. Now, while we're throwing trillions around, Jack Lew today warns that we need to increase that debt ceiling, which is always a contentious issue up on the Hill. $16.7 trillion is where our debt ceiling is at. That's our credit card. Do any of you max out your credit cards during the holiday seasons? Well, our credit card in the United States of America is maxed out right now. The credit limit is $16.7 trillion. And soon we're going to have to make that phone call. I need to raise my credit limit so I can continue spending. We're at 16.7 trillion. I just thought you ought to know that. You say, well, why isn't gold going up then? Why isn't the dollar getting trashed? You know what? So all you could do is take a look at the real world around you. I look at the dollar every single day. I look at gold every single day. I look at one-year charts. I look at trends. I look at where the leaders are in the market. I look at where the laggards are in the market. Gold's been a laggard now for the last several years. Investing in the dollar, that's been a sideways trend now. Shorting the dollar, haven't been able to make any money there. The one place you could have made money this year on the inverse side would have been on inverse interest rates. And now I see all of these inverse interest rate ETFs hitting the market. I just wonder if maybe now interest rates aren't going to level off for quite some time. Usually when they're rolling out all of the technology tech ETFs, it's about the end for technology. And when they're rolling out all of the housing ETFs, I remember the ETF that you could actually invest in, the Case-Shiller Index, and invest in housing. Yeah, that was about 2007, right? Right at the top of the housing market. And all of the gold ETFs that came out, well, now they're bringing out rising interest rate ETFs. They're probably a year late on that, but that's kind of the way that Wall Street works. We get GDP this week of 4.1%. I still don't know if I believe the numbers because I look around at the economy around me, the real world, and I talk to a lot of folks, and I pretty much hear the theme that, you know, it's better. But it's not where it was. It's not very good. And we use examples like Caterpillar and Deere and IBM that really aren't participating in this big stock market advance because they don't see a very good, robust global economy. And China's really hurting right now. Credit freezing up again in China. China's been down for 9 days in a row. This is one of the worst years for the Chinese stock market. And who's been telling you since the beginning of the year to have your feet firmly planted in U.S. stocks, in U.S. soil, small and mid-cap stocks, mainly from the biotech arena, the pharmaceutical arena, the technology arena, and bits and pieces here and there. That's been the place to be in 2013. And as I write my newsletter again this weekend, well, we're going to take a look. Has anything changed? We know where we started the year. We know where we were last week in the markets. And has anything changed this week? It's been a kind of a crazy week. We've been all over the place. We've been afraid. We've been gleeful. We've been joyful. The shorts are getting clobbered. The gold bugs are getting clobbered. So it just depends on where you are in the market. But overall, it's been another pretty good week for the market. And I mention all the time that I have posters hanging in my office. One poster is the asset class leaders from the beginning of the year. And then as I look at that poster, I see small cap and more small cap and mid cap U.S. stocks at the top of the leaderboard. And they've never left the top of the leaderboard. They've been leading this market all year long. And until it's over, it ain't over. And as I look at the market today, I'm still seeing my stocks, many of them leadership stocks. I see one of my biotech stocks blasting off today as they make an acquisition. It's a stock that I wrote about back in the early summer, saying this is a biotech that you do not want to miss. And it's hitting new all-time highs today. Maybe we'll even talk about it today because I think it still has lots of life left in it. It's been a crazy year, all right. Who would have ever guessed a year ago that the market would be up 26% this year? That's why I'm not going to try to make any predictions. I just get the general feeling this is going to be a little bit more difficult next year than it was this year. But you know what? The beat goes on, and we'll go wherever the money's at. Jesse James robbed the banks because that's where the money was. I've been in biotechs, pharmaceuticals, technology stocks because in 2013, that's where the money was. Where will the money be in 2014? Well, we take it a day at a time. Yeah, I've seen a few new trends emerge. The semiconductors look kind of interesting. I've seen a few industrials start to rise up, and other here and there. But we just take it a day at a time, and we continue to look for the best stocks now, the best sectors now, the best asset classes now, and we try to keep our portfolios planted in the best areas of the market, and we try to stay out of those neighborhoods that have been devastating this year. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. You know, over the years, I've taken a look at the various ways of analyzing companies, analyzing stocks in the market. I've always felt that valuation was very, very important. And buying stocks when they appear to be inexpensive in relation to where they can be a few years down the road. I think that's really, really critical. We really, really learned that lesson back in the year 2000 when the NASDAQ was at 5,300. And everybody said at that time, valuation doesn't matter anymore. It's a new paradigm. It's an internet world. Just buy anything with the .com after its name and forget about valuation. You know what? That just did not ring true in my ears. And yet I saw stock after stock after stock defying valuation gravity, the laws of valuation gravity. So I have also known over the years, I'll start my 20th year in the business in a few days here, but I've also known that over the years, momentum takes over stocks from time to time. But it just bothers me to buy a stock based on momentum only. I like to have that underlying, those underlying numbers that I can sink my teeth into. Something tangible. And at the same time, I've always felt that technical analysis of stocks is also very, very critical. Technical analysis is very critical looking at stocks. How in the world could you ever buy a stock without looking at the picture that it's drawn for the last 12 months? Is it hitting new lows? Is it hitting new highs? Is it just going sideways in an undecided trend? All of this is very, very important to me. Now, which of these three is the most important? Valuation, performance, or technicals? You know what? I can't really say that any one of them is more important than the other. But I will say this, in the end, technicals and performance trump fundamentals. I've heard so many people argue, well, the fundamentals of this company are great here. We think folks should be buying it. And I look at the chart and I say, well, if it's such a great stock, why is it being trashed by investors? Why is the sentiment so lousy? So, you know what? They're all important. And that's why my Best Stocks Now app takes all three into account. The valuations are based on five-year valuations. It's a formula that I was taught by a mutual fund manager up in the Bay Area that was a very successful mutual fund manager. I liked his concept of looking out over the next 5 years. You know, logic says if an analyst is going to provide a five-year growth rate, then why would you not project a five-year target price based on that five-year growth rate? Why would you project a one-year target price when it's five-year growth rates that we use? So anyways, I mean, that's the valuation formula that I use. And I've gone over it many, many times. I go over it in my newsletter. I think there's some instruction on the app on how I value stocks. But I look out over the next 5 years. And I want stocks that meet my valuation criteria, that have 80% or more upside potential. I also want superior performance in stocks. Past record, track record, and current track record, meaning technicals. That's also very important to me. And when I find things that I really, really like, and I'm very, very selective, and I'm very methodical, I add them to my portfolio. And one that I've owned for quite some time now, I'd have to look, but we got to be approaching a double on this stock. And I've written articles about it. You could Google my name, Bill Gutterson, and Jazz Pharmaceutical. No, I'm not a cello player in a jazz trio, nor a nor do I play jazz piano. But I spotted a stock that my app kept pointing to a long time ago, and the symbol was Jazz. Jazz Pharmaceutical. And I looked at the performance of the stock, and here's what I saw, and here's what I see today. I see a stock that over the last 5 years is probably the king. I'd have to look in my database, but this is probably the best five-year performance of any stock in my database. Jazz has averaged 133% per year over the last 5 years, while the market's averaged 15. That is absolutely phenomenal. Over the last 3 years, Jazz has delivered 82% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 13% per year. And over the last 12 months, Jazz is up 120%, while the market's up 26%. You say, there you go again, Gunderson, bringing in us a stock that's hitting new highs. Didn't you learn your lesson back in 2000, like everybody else, that these stocks that are hitting new highs, that are full of performance numbers, they're way too expensive? Well, you know what? That's where the valuation comes into play. And yes, I have looked at the valuation of the stock. And here's what I currently see on valuation. I still see a stock that is trading at 14 times forward earnings. That's not exactly nosebleed numbers. The market's currently trading at about 18 times forward earnings. So here you have one of the best performing stocks in the entire market trading at just 14 times forward earnings. At the same time, it's expected to continue to grow those earnings by about 23% per year over the next 5 years. They're making an acquisition here that's announced, and the stock is blasting off and hitting new highs once again as they buy Gentium, another best stock now. What happens when two best stocks now get together? Well, we'll see in 2014. There's no guarantees. I still have a big position in Jazz Pharmaceuticals, but I'm going to take it a day at a time and see where this trip eventually goes. Jazz Pharmaceutical, I have a five-year target price of $200 on the stock. Will it ever get there? I don't know. We'll see. It may start rolling over next week, and it may be time to move on. But if they can continue to execute, I think the stock still has lots of upside potential in it. Stock's currently trading at 120. The stock passes my performance test. In fact, it's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. The stock is still dirt cheap. You know, there must be some reason that it hasn't really exploded in valuation. But I see a chart that's still hitting new highs. So as far as I'm concerned, all systems are still go on Jazz Pharmaceuticals. I'm still long. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I will be spending a lot of time writing the newsletter again this weekend. And boy, I'll tell you what, it kept you in the right place in 2013. I'm not going to change anything. I'm going to do my best every single day on the radio show and every single weekend in the newsletter to keep you in the right places of the market. I'm not one of these guys that puts a little bit in bonds, a little bit in stocks, a little bit in precious metals, a little bit in the international markets in what is called an asset allocation. And you hope that one out of the four maybe will outperform, or two out of the four will offset the poor performance of the other two. Rare is the year that all four of them perform well. But that's the nature of the beast. That's why it's called asset allocation. That's why it's called hedging. Hedging's been very expensive here in 2013. I've said many times that a 50-50 bond stock portfolio has performed very poorly here this year. That hedging cost you about 20 percentage points. While the market's up about 26%, a 50-50 bond stock portfolio is only up about 6%. Instead, I'm a believer in going where the action is. Robbing the banks because that's where the money is. If the money's in U.S. stocks, then that's where we're going to be. If, like in 2008, the money's in the bond market, then that's where we're going to be. And there's times when we have a combination thereof, but for the most part, there's an asset class or two that is way out in front of the rest of the market for whatever reasons. And you'd have to say that the stock market has been way out in front because of a three-letter word, the Fed, who's been backing this stock market. Now, what you can do is you can stand there and scoff. I see Peter Schiff speaking up again about what a phony market this is. You know, the results in my 401k is not phony, or your 401k, or your IRA, or your Roth, or your college funds, is that phony? Who cares? You know what? You got to make hay while the sunshine, because every bull, there will be those that are casting stones at it saying, do not get fooled into this one. We won't be fooled again. Well, this bull has been going now for 5 years. 5 years. It's gone from 666 to over 1,800. That's phony, though. It's been propped up by the Fed. Boy, I'd feel guilty, I guess, being in a bull market that's propped up by the Fed. I feel no guilt. I'm going to ride it for all it's worth. If it goes another 2 months, so be it. If it goes another 2 years, then so be it. We'll take it a day at a time. And in this week's newsletter, I'm going to show you the current rankings of the asset classes that you have to choose from. I've broken it down into 33 different asset classes that you have to choose from. You know, the diversification guy would say, let's just put 3% of our portfolio into all of Bill Gunderson's 33 asset classes. If you like mediocrity, then that's the way to go. If you like going to an all-you-can-eat buffet where nothing is very good and it all just kind of blends together on the plate, it's filling, but you regret it when you leave. You say, nothing was really any good, but I'm full. You know, if that's the kind of thing you want out of your portfolio, then do that. Go to the all-you-can-eat buffet, spread your money around in all the different asset classes where the gravy's on your shrimp and the shrimp sauce is on your fried chicken. And it just, you know what? It's just a mess. I'm not a fan of buffets, as you can tell. My dad used to say, you know what? I stood in enough lines in the Navy. I'm not standing in any more lines. He hated cruise ships, too. He hated going on a cruise. He spent 4 years on a submarine in World War II. He says, oh, you know what? I've stood in enough lines getting my food. Anyways, it's all about best stocks now this year. And we've nailed some huge, huge winners in 2013. Some of the biggest winners in the stock market were talked about here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. But here's the bottom line. Not only were they talked about, they were purchased. They were invested in. It really bothers me to see these guys on TV say, you know, I talked about this stock back then, and I talked about that stock back then. But the bottom line is the portfolio that you publish every week, how come those stocks aren't in that portfolio? To me, it only counts when you put the money down. If you go to the horse races with somebody, invariably after the race, they'll say, remember I told you about that horse? Say, well, let me see your ticket. Did you bet on it? Well, no, but I talked about it. You know, it only counts when you invest in these stocks that you talk about. And they're documented there in my newsletter. And one that I talked about, one that I've invested in, one that I've written about, one that's hitting new highs today is Jazz Pharmaceuticals. You say, well, Gutterson, we've heard about Jazz. How about something new? All right, let's go to Japan. Japan's got about as easy a monetary policy. It makes ours look tight over here in the United States of America. I think they're paying money to borrow money. Here, we'll give you money. Here, take this loan. We'll pay you interest to take the loan. It's not quite that bad, but it's very, very loose. There's a company over there by the name of Himax. H-I-M-X. What do they do for a living? Actually, they're in Taiwan. I thought they were Japanese. They're in Taiwan, but they have loose policy too. They are a Taiwanese designer of display drivers for thin film transistor or flat panel LCD displays, including TVs and PCs and monitors. Okay? This is a stock that all of a sudden has just blasted off here. H-I-M-X. It was $1 in 2012. And right now it's $13 per share. And it's just formed a very, very nice technical pattern that is very delicious to the taste. Over the last 10 years, Himax doesn't have a 10-year record. How about that? It does have a 5-year record, however. Himax has delivered 63% per year over the last 5 years, while the market's delivered 15% per year. Over the last 3 years, Himax has delivered 93% per year, while the market's delivered 13% per year. And over the last 12 months, Himax is up 454%. You're saying, well, 454%. And now you're telling us about it? Well, for that, we look to valuation, don't we? What's the value on this stock? Does it still have legs? That's what I always hear. Does this thing still have legs? Has it got anything left in the tank? Well, let's take a look at the valuation. We currently have a stock that's trading at 20 times forward earnings. It's not bad, a little bit of a premium to the market, but you've got one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. And it's still trading at 20 times forward earnings, like I say. It's not that cheap, but it's not that bad either, especially when you compare it to the growth rate. The company is expected to continue to grow their earnings by 30% per year over the next 5 years. That makes for a PEG ratio of 0.68. The PEG ratio is simply that forward PE of 20 divided by that 5-year growth rate of 30, and it comes in right at 0.68. I have a 5-year target price on Himax of about $22 per share, so it passes my valuation test. Lastly, this is what really caught my eye. I don't send out many tweets during the day. I'm very, very selective about the tweets that I send out. You might want to follow me on Twitter. And if you don't have the time to watch Twitter all day, you know, at the end of the day, just look at the tweets I sent out. They're on the front page of my website. Maybe there's 7 or 8 of them. One of the tweets I sent out yesterday was, I'm buying this Himax breakout. H-I-M-X, which just formed a very nice saucer pattern, had a breakout on about 4 or 5 days ago, and it continues to break out. H-I-M-X is now a company that out of 3,771 stocks is ranked at number 31, and it's a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. It's not for the faint of heart. It's a small cap. It's $2.2 billion in market capitalization. But again, small caps have been very good to us here in 2013. So there, bought it yesterday, talked about it today. Will it be a big winner? No guarantees. I make no claims. I make no guarantees. I make no promises. I just put together the criteria that I like, valuation, performance, and technical patterns, and very careful as to when I buy them, and I never make any one position more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, expect a pretty quiet week during the holiday week in the market. We've basically got a few days left of trading days in this market. And, you know, barring some kind of catastrophe, we're going to finish the year with pretty good numbers on the year. One of the better years in the stock market in a long, long time. I guess my question to you is, did you participate? I don't know if you participated or not. There's those that had a good year, that did it on their own, picked some big winners, and now they think it's easy. Anybody can do this, right? If you're in the U.S. stock market, and if you're in small caps and biotechs and technology and mid caps, you're saying, this is easy, right? Wrong. Going to get a lot tougher, I believe, in 2014. If you were in the bond market, you were saying, why would you say this is such a good year? It's been a terrible year for me. And I would say, well, you shouldn't have been in the bond market. Yeah, but MPT theory and asset allocation and Nobel Prize winners tell me that I should have a big chunk of my money in stocks and a big chunk of my money in bonds, and that I win through diversification. Well, you know what? Look, over time, you're not going to make too much. You're not going to lose too much. In my opinion, you're going to produce very mediocre results. If it was that easy, if it's all you had to do was spit out a computer formula once a year, twice a year, and adjust your portfolio once a year, twice a year, then why do we even mess with everything else, right? If it produced that great of results, everybody would be doing it. And we wouldn't be worried about all of the news that comes out on the market. We'd just say to ourselves, well, I'm well diversified, so I have nothing to worry about. You know, I find the easier something is, probably doesn't produce that great of results. There's really no miracle cures. There's no miracle drug that you take to lose weight. No. You got to run. You got to pound the pavement. You got to diet. There's no easy way. And there's really no easy way to superior performance in the stock market. As I look back on 2013, I can't remember taking one day off that was a trading day in the market. Now, I may have been somewhere else looking at my stocks a few times this past year, but I can't ever remember taking one day off to where I didn't tend to my garden. And my garden is your garden. It's your garden that I'm tending to. And I take a look at every little nuance, every little nook and cranny of the garden to see if there's any problems arising, see if there's any gophers coming in, if there's any snails crawling over the fence, if there's any rabbits coming underneath the fence, if there's anything that's not getting water, if there's something that's on the downward decline that needs to be pulled and replaced. It's a continual process, in my opinion. And oftentimes I said, you know, I had to just become an asset allocator and just come in twice a year and adjust the portfolios and have somebody call all the clients for me, make sure they're happy. And I could take a heck of a lot of time off. Heck, I'm looking here. I'm in downtown Salt Lake City. I'm looking at the Wasatch Mountain Range, home of some of the greatest skiing in the world, at Snowbird and Alta and Park City and all the great ski resorts here, many of which I skied in the past. But, you know, I do take my time off on the weekends and long weekends, but for the most part, I'm tending your garden. And the bottom line is results. Does it produce results? We're very results-oriented here. What kind of results has asset allocation produced for you over the years? What kind of results is index investing? Here's my problem with index investing. Where's the protection in a year like 2008 when the index is down 38%? And really and truly, the index was down about 50% if you add in the end of 2007. Where's the protection in indexes when that happens? Whereas a guy like me, I can go anywhere I want. And of course, the asset allocator would say, well, the protection wasn't having half the portfolio in bonds, which were up that year. Okay, so you didn't lose as much money in 08 had you been 100% stocks. But this year, instead of, you know, being 100% stocks, you had a big chunk of bonds and it really hurt your performance over time. And you say, well, it averages out over time. I just think you can do better than that. There's some conditions in the market that to me are quite obvious or in the world. When you have inflation, you know, that creates a different kind of environment. You want to avoid certain assets. When you have rising interest rates that were so obvious to me, that just pretty much takes bonds out of the picture. And I don't think it's going to get any better. I think maybe it will be a better year for the bond market in 2014. I think a lot of damage was done in 2013. I don't see a repeat. I don't see bonds getting thrashed for 14 or 15% this coming year, but I also don't see them gaining back that 14 or 15% that they lost. I still don't think that bonds are a very good place to be. So what can you do as an individual investor? What's your action plan for 2014? Well, you can take the reins yourself. If you're going to take the reins yourself, then you need some good guides, some good maps that are current, that stay current. I do that in my newsletter every single weekend. I have my app that daily ranks the asset classes and the sectors and the stocks. And that is still reading the same thing that it read in January of this year. It's kept you in the right areas of the market. Not once did we flinch and panic and go to the sidelines because the app told us to stay in. And lastly, you can continue to listen to the show, which obviously is in many cities across America, but also archived to my website every single day, archived to the app every single day. There's really no excuse to not be informed on the markets. Someday it's going to be really important how you handled your portfolios over time. When you start getting to be 59 years old, 60 years old, 61, 62, 63, man, you've got to make the most that you possibly can during those growth years and growing your portfolio. And when years like 2013 come along, you got to run like heck. And when years like 2008 come along, you've got to have some kind of exit and defense strategy also. So we'll see what 2014 brings, but we're not going to change the way we do things here at Gunderson Capital Management. When you're going to continue to watch those sectors, watch those asset classes, and watch those individual stocks. We're 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or pwstreet.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.